Methinks they protested too loudly.
I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point.
Carl Giberson and Randall Stevens wrote scathingly in the New York Times last week about the anti-intellectualism that plagues evangelicals. Quote, evangelicalism at its best is intellectually engaged, humble, and forward-looking, end quote. Well, I couldn't agree more. But then they rail against evangelicals who take stances on gay marriage and abortion, or who question evolution as fact, or who believe that people can live a homosexual lifestyle. These, they say, are ignorant and anti-scientific, the result of following self-anointed fundamentalist leaders. But there are two types of fundamentalists, as Joe Carter noted in response. One seeks the ideological approval of self-anointed religious leaders, the other seeks it from the New York Times or the prevailing secularist opinion. To dismiss not only the numerous reputable credentialed scientists who question the dominant secularist dogma, but also the robust theological reasoning behind these positions without seriously considering facts is as anti-intellectual as it gets. I'm John Stone Street.